The Maple Hill Cemetery is a beautiful spot. I walk there often. It's high on a maple-covered hill overlooking an unbroken blue expanse of Lake Superior. It's a small cemetery, and you get the feeling that many of the people buried here were friends, neighbors, relatives. There are forgotten stories here also. The grave markers only hint at personal histories of hardship, loneliness, early death, but there is also a celebration of life to be found in this quiet place, with a surprising number of birth and death dates showing long lives. Many of the names on the grave markers reveal a Scandinavian heritage. There are last names like Anderson, Carlson, Everson, Johnson, Larson, Hedstrom, and first names of Einar, Ivar, Hilda, Gustav, Petra, Ingeborg. I wanted to learn more about the people in the Maple Hill Cemetery, so one late fall afternoon I took a walk there with Jeannie and Sherry. They're both from Grand Marais and are of the age where they have many friends and relatives residing in the cemetery.
Here's Malin and Bernice. Malin died in 1989. Bernice died in 2002. Bernice was the stock lady upstairs at Joyance's forever and ever. My mom worked downstairs and Bernice was upstairs. There's my piano teacher, Aura Wilcox. Oh my goodness, she died in 1963.
This is my father's and my mother's graves. My sister Loretta died in 2012, and my sister Loretta's Native American name was Wabishki Janu, which means Lady of the Feathers, Birds, Eagles, and she wanted that to be on her stone when she passed away, and she had her wish. We put it on.
This was my fifth grade teacher, died in 2004. It's Bernie Linnell, Bernie and Dolly. Bernie played the accordion, and there's music notes right there on his marker. Here's the barn boss. He worked for Gordy and Ann up at Harbor Light. He kept the ice picked, the big chunks of ice, and he kept the barrel stove fired up. He just kind of took care of everything. Almost 100 years old, 1889 to 1986.
Burl F. Draper in the U.S. Navy, Vietnam, born November 1950 and passed in May 1993 of a logging accident up on the Gunflint Trail.
Mm-hmm. Elmer Jackson, this is age two in 1908. Elsa Jackson, age 13 months, died in 1908. 18th and 19th of September in 1908, two little kids.
In the center of the cemetery is a neat and tidy wood-sided white church. It has the simplicity and beauty of early 1900s Swedish architecture. The church was built around 1902, but records show the oldest grave in the cemetery probably dates back to 1899, that of a child named Albert Anderson, who died at the age of 1 month. The southwest quadrant of the cemetery has many unknown graves. There are also plain white wooden crosses, possibly Native American graves. But what is obvious in the Maple Hill Cemetery is the care that is taken to remember many who reside there, from pumpkins to a small Christmas tree, a blue and white china pitcher, a favorite box of candy. There are many people here who are remembered and loved.
There are so many little mementos here, remembrances, things that were important, some kind of funny, some touching. I see little things that were mementos of a life well-lived, well-loved. Flowers, some fresh, just been brought here, some dying, some with just a little bit of ribbon left.
Everything has its meaning, whether we recognize it or not.
It is a worn gray wooden plaque with nice calligraphy letters. It says Nancy's Garden. I think it's been decorated around the edges. And somebody has left flowers here with nothing left of them but the ribbons. Isn't that wind chime pretty? All sorts of glass. Here's a marker for a little boy that lived 8 days. And there's toys scattered around. The stone has footprints and handprints. And there's a plane etched in it, and underneath it says, Born to Fly.
You know, sometimes it's hard to visit a cemetery, but I think it's something we need to do. You kind of reflect on those who are here and those who are left, and you wonder what kind of life they had. You just wonder how you fit into the whole picture.
The Maple Hill Cemetery is located just north of Grand Marais, Minnesota. It's about 3.5 miles up the Gunflint Trail at the end of a gravel road called Maple Hill Drive. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.